evening, everybody. Welcome to Pub Table Racers. The date today is October 19th. Oh my gosh. My name is Tim Packman. Sitting next to me is the one and only
Warren Roussel.
That's right. So, first of all, welcome back. You were testing last week for the next gen car.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Generation?
Gen 7.
Gen 7 car. So, you have the Gen 7 car next. We're going to get to that. Hello, Mom. So, Mom's a milestone follower. Walter McCarty, I'll tell the story about that in a minute. We're going to talk about what we did this weekend. And welcome. We have in front of us a bucket of beer because?
Well, because this is Pub Table Racers, and we like to sit around and drink beer and talk about racing.
We can do that.
Among other things.
Okay, we got to toast it, otherwise we're trouble.
Toast.
And by the way, to all of you that called, texted, sent a message for my birthday on Saturday, thank you. And even Warren, who was 2 days late, I'm not mad, I'm just going to tell Santa Claus.
So I would
hold on to
I was
all
letting
day.
All the big people oh. get in there first.
That's okay.
I'm like, and then I tried to go on your Facebook page, and Tim doesn't accept those messages. You have to do it in Messenger.
Oh, that's fine.
So I did the other one. I texted you.
It's fine. It was a nice picture you sent.
With sprinkles.
Sprinkles, yes. It was a beautiful, touching moment. All right.
You want to touch them.
Exactly. Welcome, by the way, welcome from the Rapid Removal Studios. There's the number. Darren Russell, and he's your debris removal guy. So get in touch with him. There's the number finally. We thank him very much for being part of it.
Yeah.
Also, we thank RacingJunk.com, Buy Sell Trade, and The Garage Shop. A lot of great stuff going on there. Check out that
there's
YouTube
behind
channel.
You.
What?
There's no Garage Shop thing behind you.
I had a little itch, right? No, there's not. Yeah, all right. Fine. Here's the deal. So should we talk?
Let's talk
about the weekend. So I was treated, my birthday was Saturday, 57. I was treated by my wonderful girlfriend, Journalyn, to a trip to Nashville for my birthday and the Bills game. What a better gift is that?
Thank Perfect. You.
So Saturday was my actual birthday. So Saturday, it was fun. We started Johnny Cash's, and I'm Irish, so someone
Johnny Cash's bar in Nashville.
The bar in Nashville, and the question was, well, you have a shot, it's your birthday. So I said, oh, let's do Jameson, because I'm Irish. I'm not going to say how many went on, but Jameson and I are going to take a break. We're taking a break for a while. I'll see him again probably St. Patrick's Day.
Right. Yep. So lucky you. me and Mr. Jameson don't see eye to eye at all, and I pretty much stay away from him.
Okay, well, you know what? I was deciding the whole trip there on Saturday, I'm driving. We're driving over there.
The glass bottle is more Irish than I am.
As I'm standing there, I go, oh, it's right there. It's on the shelf. So we did not have tickets. We're just going to go on a wing and a prayer. So I was posting, looking for tickets. The only tickets we did get was to this Buffalo Bills Backers of Nashville tailgate party. There was only 5,000 Bills fans there. 5,000. So we're sitting there, and Jalen's there, and she's meeting Bills people galore. And I said, hey, I'm going to go to the restaurant. We'll be right back. As I'm walking, I'm going, two tickets. This nice young girl comes up. She says, you still looking for tickets? I said, yeah. She goes, my friend has some. I said, okay, well, how much do you want? She goes, 160. I go, each? She goes, no, for both. I go, talk to me. Go back. And these people were amazing, Buffalo people. So we got in. Yes, we were sitting in the 300s, maybe 12 rows from the top. We were in. We had seats. And we got a break, no service fees. We met some people that got scammed out of $300. But it was typical Buffalo fashion. So Walter McCarty, as you call him.
Wally McCarty and Coke.
We got in the stadium. And I don't want to talk about the game. It was really good up with that last part. And if my voice was roached, that's why. Yeah, 24 hours ago, we were just, yeah, and the game was starting.
So Sunday.
Yeah, so.
Sunday, I had gotten tickets from my wife's H&R Block.
Right.
Owner some PSLs to Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte. And I took my son Wyatt, and he's a huge Panther fan,
right.
And I am an unhuge Viking fan.
Right, being a fan.
And I don't really want to talk about the game either, because I wanted to see the Viking lose, just like my son Wyatt. But we had really good tickets
good.
In the club seats, and it was his first game, and we had a great time.
Good, so you took your son to his first football.
Yep.
Good,
so we had a great time. So we weren't in a fight. We missed the fight.
No, I saw that online.
We didn't even have to fight traffic.
Really?
It was, we drove in and out. It was awesome.
It was a
great time.
It was a great time. So thank you very much to all of you. And thank you, Jalen, for that awesome gift. Now it's back to reality. Back to work.
Right. Packers are 5-1. Back to reality.
Bills are 4-2.
4-2.
But we have a bye week. And last year we had the bye week. We came back. We won every game. So let's go
ahead.
What
did you buy?
We bought a week off because we needed that for that. show I saw last night. Leave it at that.
And you win.
And a win. By the way, folks, it's shopping season is coming. You heard of all these supply chain and they're out of stuff.
Right.
Things we're not out of here at Pub Table Racers. We're not out of merchandise. You want a tumbler? You want a hat? PubTableRacers.com. Go on there. We even have t-shirts. Get a t-shirt. The supply is, we're good.
Yeah, we're
good. We are good.
We're in good shape.
We're not even as bad as the tire shortage and shortcut. Short
trackers. And if you just want a tumbler, you can peel the sticker off.
No, you can't. Well, oh, that's in there.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was going to say, I mean,
top quality.
If yours is stuck in a ship, you know, in a San Francisco harbor,
no.
You could get one here and maybe you put a sticker over it.
No, why do you want to cover up
your I'm just saying, we got the cups.
It's called branding, man. Let's go branding.
Let's go branding.
By the way, the chant didn't get started in the stadium last night. I was dying laughing.
They did not do it at Bank of America.
Hey, Dave Chanette's in. What's up,
Hot Chanette.
Tomato? The Hot Tomato. He hates when I call him that. Sorry about that. All right. Have your man in the game. Despite the outcome, of a special birthday. Thanks, you lovely lady. You are absolutely right, Walter. Thank you.
Dave, you want to come on our show?
Yeah. You want to come on? Because you guys are stuck with us tonight. Okay. So what else do we have to talk about? All right. We went through the sponsors. Trip, Texas Motor Speedway, Xfinity race, John Hunter Nemechek.
Yeah.
Where did he come from? I thought he was getting out. He was going to the trucks. He was going to get his career going again.
Well, okay, he did. And he did. He did get his career going again. He's in the championship hunt to win the truck championship. He gets a couple of rides in that 54 car, which is great equipment.
Sure.
And, you know, he's showing that. He's doing what he set out to do going backwards, right? He took a step backwards so he could go take two steps forward.
Which he's doing.
And he's showing that he's plenty good at, as anybody else, in an Xfinity car, for sure, because he just beat a bunch of good ones. So, there you go. I'm happy for him. He's a great kid. I met him a couple times at the airport, and I think the world of him. I think he's a good kid. He's going about it the right way.
I knew him when he was still shaking hands and trying to get rides and everything. He was a nice kid, still is now. Hey, there's some hot chick named Kim watching.
Okay, again.
That's all so excited. Uncle John, how are you? My uncle. All right, so the race, so he won it, wins it.
He wins takes it, yeah. It.
Well, these guys are like, wait a minute, I thought you were supposed to be in the truck.
So, you know, you kind of think about that, right? And he took a win away.
Yes.
Right.
A win away from a playoff.
Yeah. Game. Whenever you got these guys that come in at the end of the season like this, I'll call them thumpers. You know, right. he can come in and he thumps a win away from someone who maybe might have needed a win, you know, to be solidly in. And now there's more. They're going to have more getting on points. Right?
Exactly. So you have to work that much harder. Let's go. Speaking of the cup race on Sunday, Kyle Larson, his 8th win of the year.
Yeah, so
before we get it, we're going to ask you folks right now, do you think Kyle Larson's a champion? Do you think he's got enough to, like, finish this whole thing out? I mean, remember last year, Hamlin and Harvick had all those wins and didn't make it. So, answer that, let us know, we'll answer your question. Do you think Larson's a champion? Is it done or you got someone else? So, go ahead.
I'll say yes, Larson's a champion.
Okay, you got it. All right.
He's won everything there is to win in this year.
Yeah.
And he's champions in all of his other venues and
everything. So he'll win on Sunday, jump in some Monday or Tuesday, he'll win that too. Like a dirt race or something. My dad likes him because he jumps in all these different cars and wins. So you think here's your winner for Sunday for the 8th time of the year.
Dominant fashion.
Yeah.
Dominant.
Breezes too.
Four or five. I got to see the end of the race. There was four or five restarts at the end of the race.
Right.
And usually you think, oh, okay, someone's going to have a shot at him. You know what I mean? No one ever even.
Cruises.
The 24 got kind of close a little bit. You know, there was maybe going to be a hint of him coming around. But no, he drove away every time. It's pretty dominant.
So you're going to go with Larson. Larson's going to be tough to beat. Right now, as we do it with two races to go to the final four or the final cut?
You can call it the final four.
I guess we can. I guess that's a trademark. We'll call it that because we're not. So right now
the
you
last
have
four.
You have Larson. The last four. Larson, Blaney, Hamlin, and Kyle Busch are in. Looking up is Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., and Joey Logano. Of your two guys there that you have in your deal,
that are out,
Penske,
that are on the outside right now.
But we talked before that, and there's two tracks coming up, Kansas and Martinsville. Do you like that?
Yeah. So, you know, obviously the Chevrolet's Hendrick cars have been dominant at the mile and a half recently, but we showed some good speed with Brad this weekend at Texas. Joey won last year at Kansas.
Right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Martinsville is kind of that Talladega of short tracks.
Right.
And there is a handful of guys that I think you really have to look out for at Martinsville. You know, Joey and Brad and Danny and Truex. I think Truex has won the last two or three there.
So he's in ninth.
Right. So, I mean, he could potentially...
No, seventh.
So, but what I, you know, you got guys there at that cutoff race.
Yes.
Because that's the cutoff race.
Sure. And what a better place than Martinsville?
And could get it done.
Oops, I got loose there. Sorry about that. Right. Meet Mr. Wall. Shanette says he's won 28 times this year. Okay, yeah, Dave, we're just talking like, you know.
Because he's talking about everything.
But that's good. Yeah, I get it. But that's. The kid knows Victory Lane.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's it. And his wife is awesome because she shotguns beers. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a keeper right there. Martin Truex Jr., Foreman's, he's looking. But the points are so close, though.
Even the guys that are below the cut line, the points are so close.
Right.
If anybody has problems this weekend, it could potentially knock you out. You know, Joey, I think, is in a must win. I think Kyle, you know, there's some guys that are there that you say, man, you know, Kyle just hasn't been, to me, Kyle
Busch
just hasn't been Kyle the Busch. Guy
right.
that runs a steadily top five.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what he needs.
Right.
He's the guy that he'll run top five, top ten, and then all of a sudden he hits the wall, he's got a flat, and he's in trouble, and he's in the back, and speeds on pit road, and you know, he takes his hat off his helmet and he bowls with it because he loses his mind. Circumstances change very fast, and those points, I mean, even to Blaney's only 17 to the good,
right?
You know, and that's not he didn't seal his ticket.
No,
you know, he definitely could this weekend.
So you got a mile.
We got
a mile and a halfer.
Yep.
And then you know, half mile.
Right. So, potentially someone could win and someone else could seal their ticket as long as they don't fall out really early in the race at Martinsville. But, you know,
right.
We race these things for a reason.
That's right. Wally McCarty says, I'm going to go on a long limb. He's going with Joey Logano for the 2021 championship.
I would love to see it.
Of course you would.
And I think he's going to be on a mission.
Yeah.
He's got absolutely nothing to lose right now.
Right.
You know, a desperate man does desperate things, and they're dangerous, right?
Who are your picks? Who you got? Give us your pick. Give us a pick. We'll talk about your pick right there. While we're waiting for that to come in, I got some news. Should we tell them?
Talk about it.
Okay, so this is a pretty cool news. I'm actually really honored about what I'm going to tell you. You heard of the Race Team Alliance, the RTA. In the past, I've had some interviews with them for different positions, and then the sport kind of shut down, so nothing came to fruition. A couple years ago, they bought speed51.com, and they have owned that. And now, on November 10th, they announced earlier 2 weeks ago, they're going to relaunch speed51.com or speed51.tv. as Racing America, a whole new name, a whole new look, all new things. I talked to them a couple weeks ago. They are right now looking for someone to be a liaison between them and the short track industry because they do live streaming of events and pay-per-views. So I have been hired as a consultant through the end of the year to help them facilitate relationship with short tracks. And there's also an opportunity for me to provide some content for the new website. And part of the content we're hoping will be Pub Table
Some
Racers
stuff, yeah.
Go over there. They're like, hey, you could use that type. They have one show with Tab Boyd, you know, TikTok sensation spotter. That's going to be bourbon and cigars, and he's going to have crew chiefs on. So I said, great, you can have them over the beer bucket crowd.
Sure.
So hopefully we get that there. So I'm very honored to be part of that on a consultant basis with a review in January. But short track business is something, you know, I've known and I love and I cherish it so much. So cool news there, and I just want to share it with you guys because I couldn't last week because nobody really knew, but now everybody knows. So.
You know, I know Tab a little bit, and I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
You know what we should do? We should
Tab on.
We should invite him to our show.
Yes.
And see if we can get invited to his show.
I think it's because cigars and bourbon.
Yeah, well, I'll have a cigar, but I probably won't have too much
bourbon. I'll have both. Oh, come on.
But he'll let me drink beer.
Yeah, it's exactly. You can't have gin. I know you too well. I've seen the gin. Okay, it's okay. I just want to share. That news, and it's good, and I'm honored. So, racingamerica.com, part of speed51.tv. So, kind of cool. So, some content will be there. Still working with the garage shop, and also this, and the other things I'm doing. But we're gonna work together with the garage shop. We got some cool things coming up. Going to PRI. Racing America is going to be in the booth with Safety Cling, the Garage Shop, and all three of us together. So it's we podcast from there. So that's it. Just had some cool news. There's no press release, nothing big. Just you know.
All right. How about a cheers? How about cheers congratulations?
That's it. RTA RacingAmerica.com launching November 10th. Okay, that's it. On to the show. Richard Coleman, and we definitely have seen Joey wreck his way to a championship. I just read him.
Right.
Dave Chenette calls Larson Young Money. All right. What else do we have to
do? Them comments don't offend me.
I know. I'm just.
And I think because first of all, unlike everybody's entitled to their opinion.
Exactly.
No matter what it is.
Sure.
And I get that.
Sure.
That maybe he doesn't like that. There's a lot of other drivers that have wrecked their way to championships. So I'm going to leave it at that.
And there's drivers that have wrecked their way out of championships.
Out of championships.
Can you say Roval, four car?
Yeah, I mean, so, you know.
It's all part of it.
It's the guy, great.
Richard Coleman, that's fine.
Great that you jumped in. Love to hear from you.
He's a milestone follower. I don't know what that is, but it's the first time I've seen it. It's pretty cool. Thank you, Dave Schneider. Great to hear, Tim. Yes, short tracking is in my blood, and it's never going to go away. While we're talking about that, you took part in the recent Gen 7.
Gen 7 Roval test.
Gen 7 Roval test as part of Team Penske. Share us your thoughts of what you saw that looked really good with the new car.
So first of all, I'm going to go down a couple different roads because there's a lot of people who hate this car.
In the sport or outside of it?
Both.
Okay.
Because
they don't understand it, or they don't want to accept it, or they
Is it gonna take creativity away? Absolutely. Are people gonna lose jobs? Absolutely. I mean, I'm sitting here; I could be one of them.
Right.
Do I hate the car? Absolutely not. Right. Is it more of what the sport needed? I'm gonna say yes.
Okay. Why?
Why? Okay. First of all, creativity breeds cheating and breeds domination. Mm-hmm. This car, someone's going to figure it out. Someone's going to be better at it. Absolutely. It will go down that road. But they're starting out where their parity is going to be a lot closer for everybody across the board. Then you know your Hendricks, your Penske, your RCRs, you know what I mean.
Sure.
It's do I want to see that? Not necessarily. Do I think the sport needed it? Yeah, I mean when you want a team like Spire or Rick Ware or someone like that or Derek Cope, you know, Starcom to come in and have an equal chance of winning. That's your best way of doing it.
Right.
And if you don't give those guys a better chance at winning, they're not going to be around long.
Right.
They don't hang out. They can't.
Why am I even showing up?
They can't compete. Yeah. And it costs Penske and Hendrick and Childress and Gibbs astronomical amount of money to compete against each other.
Right.
And these smaller teams can't do it.
Right.
I'm going to say that, you know, this car is so different. It's so different. You know, when I listen to this Race Hub and stuff, and they talk about, well, next year, you know, Harrison Burton's just a rookie, and next year, and this and that, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking to myself, guess what? Everybody's a rookie. Rookie,
exactly. Yes.
You know, everybody, you know, you could have a hotshot GT driver from Sports Car Club of America come into this thing, and he might own this.
Right, because these cars are trending towards that sports car.
They're that kind of car.
Yes.
You know, they're similar to a V8 supercar.
So, do you think this puts it back in the driver's hands?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's it.
I mean, the cream is still going to rise to the top.
Sure.
And car control is going to be more evident. You're going to see who... okay, if Kyle Larson can drive on anything four wheels, right, he's going to be able to drive one of these things. Okay. That's kind of the bottom line.
With that thought, we'll ask a question so we can get them on.
Go ahead, shoot.
No, we'll get the questions. Are you looking forward to the Gen 7 car next year? Are you looking forward to seeing the parity where, you know, Corey LaJoy said,
right,
holy crap, I'm top five on the practice chart. I'm loving this new car. Are you looking for that, or do you want the same domination that you've seen from these teams in the past? I mean, what are you looking forward to the new car?
So, and I'll say it like this. I want to know why. Give me an honest answer of why you hate it.
Right.
You know, why? Is it, oh, they moved the number. I hate that.
What? How's the factor, you know, racing?
Right. What does that have to,
oh,
do with,
oh, my gosh.
Anything?
That's it. When they moved the number, right. I'm not,
I, when I seen that on social media, I'm like, they moved the number and everybody's burnt. Everybody's mad. That's dumb. And
how many times
that,
has your football team, you know, changed logos, your hockey team,
right,
changed logos? It's kind of like the same thing. It's just a thing.
People seem to forget, because when I came into sport, and this was dumb. This, oh, my God, is that dumb. How can Ford have a four-door Taurus
as a race car? And a Malibu as a race car for sure.
Right. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's like, we did it, and it worked out, and everybody loved it. Exactly. Rusty Wallace drove one, and Mark Martin drove one, and... you know, it was great, right?
Right. So we got some comments here. David Johnson says, hello. He says, but it's not a stock car, still needs 5 lug nuts. David, I'm going to disagree. The lug nut is not going to be a factor for making me watch a race or not.
Okay. So if that's what bases you on a stock car, and if you think what we have now is a stock car compared to... the car we're getting is actually closer to a stock car,
right,
than our cars we have now.
How so?
Well, we're still using truck arms from a 1957 Chevy, right, pickup truck.
Exactly.
In a Ford 9-inch, there's a Ford 9-inch rear end in all of these, in every single one of these cars.
Every single one.
Every single
Chevrolet,
one.
Chevrolets, right. Toyotas, yeah.
Now we're going to a transaxle with independent rear suspension. Independent front suspension, which we had before, a rack and pinion steering. It's almost, you know, I'll use this for layman's terms, it's like a Corvette.
Well, okay. I love Corvette.
You know what I mean? It's so that is closer to real stock stuff,
right,
now than what it was back when that stuff was all,
got it,
you know.
Richard Coleman says, oh, let's go back up. He had a comment. Oh, wait, Dave Shinn had a funny comment. I've wrecked my way to the rear more than wreck to a win. We are not going to debate you or doubt you on that. All right, one lug nut there. All right, what do we have here? All right, Richard Coleman says, say what should be said. This was about money. This is you. I'm reading what you said. This was a way to direct more money to NASCAR and allow new manufacturer money. And you know what? I'm not going to go into the NASCAR money part. But why not have a new manufacturer? Back in the day, they had, what, 6, 7, 8 of them out there.
Yeah.
What if Hyundai, what if Dodge wants to come back? This,
right,
is a perfect,
what if,
time for
what
Dodge
if,
to say,
what if Mercedes-Benz
or
needs to come in? Or
let them.
Honda.
Let
or,
them.
I mean, yeah, I mean, that's
I
gonna, it's going to be do
crap.
Nothing, but it's going to be better for the sport. And then it's going to give more people jobs, right?
Well, yeah, more opportunities.
You know, I will agree to disagree with you on that.
That's fine.
It's, give it a chance.
That's exactly what I was going to get to. I was going to say, I want to see this on the track. That's all. I'm looking forward to that. Michelle Rayner, do you feel the car is completely safe? It seems like it's not. The wrecks will hurt someone.
I can go there. I've heard that. Okay. They're working on that. They're working on that. This car is still a work in progress. I'm not going to say that NASCAR and the people who design this are not behind a little bit, but they're doing a great job to catch up, to make it right, to make it safe.
Right. And they're working with the teams on it.
They're working with the teams. Right. We're helping them, trying to give them some direction on where they need to go.
Because NASCAR does not build cars. You guys build cars.
Right. It was the other car safe?
I don't know. Well, that people.
I mean, yeah, I got it's it. Like, you know, what killed these drivers is, if you don't know, is speed. And what they've done to the cars even now is slowed them down at the plate tracks, and you got to keep them around 185 mile an hour. If you go any faster, they start to get hurt. They start to fly.
So they've reduced the horsepower. Have any of you really noticed?
No, they're not.
Cared? No one cared because it's still the racing.
It's still the same racing.
You go side by side. Who can pass? That's what the horsepower pat. People haven't really noticed.
Closing rates, horsepower rates. Right. And so here's what I'm going to say about our super speedway racing. In 2001, they slowed us down. And I watched a race. I rewatched it during the rain delay. We were going 185 miles an hour. When we get to that 200 mile an hour speeds, it's just too fast. Right. It's too fast. It's at those tracks, you know.
At the plate tracks.
Yeah.
Dave Chanette says, oh, good point, Dave. Think how long it took Jimmy Johnson to get a hold of the COT car.
Right.
So, I mean, that one we'd rather forget. But here's a guy that won championships. Here comes a new car. He's like, oh, we got to figure this out.
Yeah.
It took him a while to get on that, too. Coleman, you're on a roll tonight. I'm going to read the comments. I don't care.
Read it.
How about the money that's already been invested by the current manufacturers and they have continued to invest? That's good. That's why they've been doing it, David or Richard. They've been in it, and they keep investing because they want to keep being number one. So right now, all you have is Chevrolet, Ford, Toyota. That's all you have.
Right.
Dodge was in it. I'm hearing Dodge might make a reappearance. I'm not going to be surprised if that happens. Why not? Why not get on the new car? I heard Nissan is also looking at the whole thing.
I'll give this 2 years, I think, and you might see some European stuff come into this because of the fact that you can buy a chassis and suspension and the running gear and you need a motor and you need body panels.
Right.
And now that makes it easier for another manufacturer to come in. Granted, these manufacturers that have stuck with this for a long time.
Good.
And invested the money, that's great. But they would love to see that competition. Right?
You have 40 teams, some of those lower level teams might go, you know what? We've been a bow tie guy for this long. Here comes Dodge and says, hey, we're going to support you.
Right.
If you're a team owner, you're a two-car team, and you're not getting much from Chevrolet, what do you do? Here comes, look at, remember Ray Abraham? He left Chevrolet to go run a Dodge. All those championships.
There's nothing wrong with the way they're doing this other than, yes, absolutely, it's going to take people's jobs away. It's going to save the team owners money so they can put more money into it with other things.
Yep.
You know, I'll say it like that. That's the only way I can say it, you know. We've created this monster. I've been in the sport for 25 years. I've watched this monster grow, right? You know, when I got into this sport, we bought everything.
Yes.
We purchased everything. We purchased our oil tanks. We purchased our truck arms. We purchased our chassis. Sure, we hung our own bodies. But we did it. We did some of our own stuff. Then it slowly works into, hey, we can get an advantage if we make our own truck arms, if we make our own oil tanks, if we hang our own bodies and put our own floors on, and you know, we're paying fabricators and we're paying suspension guys and we're building our own chassis and this has snowballed into this. You know, into like, I'll use Penske Racing as an example. As to Penske Racing has a chassis shop, they have a machine shop, they have a suspension shop, they have a, you know, and Yeah, is some of that going to go away or get downsized? Absolutely, but it just is so, you know, the cost,
right,
because of the human capital.
Sure.
You know, it's astronomical.
So back in the day, you said you bought all those things.
You bought at least 80% of your car.
So now it's going back kind of to that where I got it.
You know, there was a manufacturer who, oh, we get our oil tanks from Hutch. Mm-hmm. We get our truck arms from Longacre, or, you know, sure, whoever it was maybe, you know what I mean?
Chassis were from, you know, all those people.
Right.
David Johnson has a good question. Do you see Dodge coming back?
Sure.
I'm not the first person to say this. Let's just say I've heard little things. I will bet you my Batman lunchbox that Dodge comes back.
There's hummingbirds saying yes.
Yeah. I bet my Batman lunchbox. All right. How much more serious?
I didn't even know you had one.
I have a Batman. I have an Evel-Knievel one.
I thought you had a Hocket.
A what? No, I don't care how bad. I'm never doing. I got a Kiss one, a Batman one, Evel-Knievel. What's the other one I have? That doesn't matter. I see Dodge coming back because they were in it, they got out, and now they're like seeing this great opportunity with this new car.
They'll wait a year.
Of course you're going to wait. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you're going to have some manufacturers.
You want to use the notes.
Wait a couple years and see how things go. Let the bugs get ironed out.
Right.
And then you're going to have people jumping in. And there was a group of guys here. I'm going to use this for an example. There was a group of guys at the test. It was Jacques Villeneuve was there.
Yeah, I saw that. That's pretty cool.
With another young driver. And they had a car that they put together. They bought and had some help. They put the car together. They're there at the test. They might only buy one or two cars and try to go to these road races and make some of these shows, right, and just bust in. And if one of them cars wins, you know,
guess what?
That's what you want.
So
that's what you want, right? Yeah. That's what you want.
So the charters, let's talk. So now the charters for the RTA, those are being like peddled. Like there's people that lease them. You only lease them for a year. There's people that I have an Elvis lunchbox. I'm thinking. You can lease them, you can buy them, you can in conjunction with someone, but these charters now become so valuable because there's 36.
They're going up.
They're going up because now people are like, hey, wait a minute. Let's say
this is exactly what the charter was supposed to do.
You and I have a team, let's call it Bro Pack Racing.
Okay.
We've been running 32nd to 35th all year. Guess what? We purchased this charter, we've got these cars. We might be sitting there in the front row next to Childress Racing, about ready to, like, you know, we can do something.
And even if you don't have a charter and you just want to go bust into somebody's road course,
four opens,
right? And you don't have to buy a fleet of cars.
No.
You've got one or two cars.
But the other thing is, so there's four open spots, but there's been very few races with 40 cars entered.
Right.
So that's it.
There'll be more.
Oh, I know. I'm saying
next year. You mark my words. Next year there's going to be cars, lot of cars going home.
Do you have a Batman lunchbox to bet, or what do you?
No.
All right.
I got a Playmate.
Cooler. Not, cooler.
Yeah, a cooler, okay, cool, not enough. Not a, like a stand up or nothing.
That made me laugh. I'm sorry.
Not like a magazine.
Rolling. All right. Coleman's on a roll today. Do you know this guy? This guy's rolling tonight. Richard Coleman. All right, here we go.
Let's hear.
No, this is your show.
We're all about this, man.
I love this too. If you were here, Coleman, we'd let you have one of our beers.
Yeah, and you could sit next to us, and we could have a good discussion about it.
He says things I'm not a fan of. Workforce reduction of 20-40%.
What did you say?
Workforce reduction of 20-40%.
I agree with that. None of us are.
Right. Every over the wall position. How? You got the one lug nut.
Because of one lug nut.
Okay, I don't know about that.
Let me change this up for you real quick with that one.
Okay.
We now have one of our IndyCar guys is going to be a front tire changer on one of our Cup cars because of his experience with the one lug nut, and he's actually upvalued himself because of that. So you know, there's the scale of justice here on what works and what doesn't work and why is it good and why it's bad. You know, were you an over-the-wall guy? Why do you feel so bad for them guys? I, I don't.
We know. We know your opinion on those.
I got a lot of them that are buddies of mine.
Sure.
It's not. I'm not. I don't hate them or nothing. It's just. Yeah.
They become very
valuable. It's a part of the sport to me that has gotten out of hand again.
Got it.
Okay, right? You know, I used to go over to Wall and catch gas. I made an extra $300 a weekend.
Shoot.
And, well, yeah, shoot, right?
What I'm saying.
So I lose that job because a great, big, huge guy was going to do the same job as me.
Who played football in college.
Right, and they gave him $1,100 for the weekend. And he did the same exact thing, except for when he was done catching gas, he didn't take his helmet off. Well, I didn't wear a helmet, but he didn't go by the, you know, by the fence and have a Marv Red. You know what I mean? Went and did push-ups or something. I don't know. But it's like,
here's a guy catching gas.
There was a lot of us that used to do this stuff. Yeah, that,
let's have a cigarette. All right, he's got more. Single provider for chassis and parts. You know what? Let's look at other sports. You have a single provider for helmets, a single provider for hockey pucks, a single provider for shin pads.
I don't know why that's bad.
I don't know. That's it. Well, at least you're getting the same stuff from the same people.
You know, I'll say it like this. So
everyone has the same stuff.
Back in the 2000s.
This is getting good.
We would, there was a few different chassis builders. And I remember, we got to get a Hutch chassis. We got to get a chassis from Hutch,
right?
And we would go buy a chassis from Hutch. Well, then all of a sudden, Brian Robertson, who's actually making the chassis now, he came out with a chassis. Oh, we got to get a Robertson chassis.
Newest thing.
Yeah, you know, so you had to go to these one vendors until you built them yourself.
Right, which then that started.
Right.
So now there's another cost.
Or you had to get a Banjo, or you had to, a Laughlin. You know, so there wasn't... You would fight for these other chassis.
Sure.
And it made these guys rich.
Exactly. So now one guy, all right, let's see, here we are. What else do you have here? He says, teams will put, this is still Richard Cullen. Teams will spend as much money as they ever have. I would prefer the money go to the families that still work in the family, in the family sport.
What's that? I don't know if that.
I don't get it. Family sport. The families are still working the family sport. The companies. Is meaning the families, the companies?
Yeah, the teams are, first of all, we don't have the sponsorship we used to have.
Right, exactly. So you used
to
have one sponsor.
Right.
Miller Lite was for years. They gave $18 million to Penske.
Right.
That's it. And they gave so much that the contingency sponsor and the sites said, don't worry about that. We'll take care of it. We want people to see Miller Lite.
Were you at DEI when we got the Taco Bell and the Burger King?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to give you a
Martin Truex Bristol.
Martin Truex.
And you know what we had for hats? They gave us the team. They gave us the same hats that the workers at Taco Bell wore in the store.
I'm going to give you a stat about that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I remember talking to Ty Norris, and Ty Norris said, we're actually going to lose money because we didn't figure on all the different paint schemes we had to have for all these different sponsors. For this car.
Branding, yeah.
The sponsorship money isn't like it used to be. If you look at, everybody's got a new one almost every week.
No one has one for the whole year.
Right. I mean, Joey's got Pennzoil a lot, but then we have AAA. Yeah, and, I mean, there's drivers that have three or four. There's some drivers that got six, seven, you know. So the money that used to be there is not there. So... it needed to get cheaper. I hate that people are going to lose jobs. Like I said, I could be sitting here next year.
Next week.
Right.
I'm not being funny.
And I'm not. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that this. What we were doing with that, the road it was going down was not conducive to what it was going to be. It just don't work.
David Johnson, do you feel that they will go to air jacks like back in the day? Like F1?
The V8 supercar has those. Right. I know it's been discussed. I think we're too heavy right now for that to take place.
I think the NASCAR, you still want to see that guy go over the wall.
There's some things that I think they don't want to go away.
Right.
I don't know. I can't. That one I can't answer.
Coleman says... everything that you guys fundamentally love about the racing you grew up in will not exist in NASCAR anymore. Here's a dumb example. I'm a big cereal fan, and when I grew up, I was eating cereal that was in a much bigger box, and there was a toy surprise inside. You know what? That all went away. There was even, like, they had a record on the back sometimes you could get. Quisp had this little submarine you put baking soda in. All these things we fundamentally grew up in and all that back in the day, it's all gone.
No,
it's
all changed. And you can use your cereal thing. I'm going to use a race car analogy, all right? I was in ASA in 1985, we bought, Alan Kowicki bought it. There was two or three maybe chassis you could buy. Alan Kowicki bought a Howe chassis. Mark Martin was hooked up with Ray Dillon. He bought a Dillon chassis. Both teams had prototype motors. Mm-hmm. We both all got our fiberglass from Five Star. Right. We tweaked on our stuff a little bit, changed the points, did this, did that. But essentially, you know, we assembled the car just like we're doing now. So my roots are there. So, yeah, we could do a lot more to that stuff because there was no templates, there was no Hawkeye. We would cheat stuff up, absolutely. I don't know. I'm at Penske Racing and I see cars on the wall and there's a 79 Mercury Montego with the chrome bumper on it, yeah, that has the grill and the headlights covered up. And to my true roots would be to, I wanted them to do that. That was, you want to race a stock car? Let's race a stock car.
Right. You have a Matador. Bobby also drove a Matador.
Exactly. Think about that. So that's if you want a stock car, that's a stock car. Right. These things that we were building, that, you know, I see these awesome pictures of, you know, stuff that is offset and wheeled fenders and, you know, them. I mean, is that a race car?
No.
It maybe it's not a stock car.
To me, a race car is when you put, let's just say, like look at a modified open wheel Nerf bar. That's that late model full fender. That's that street style. They're all different, but you know what? They're all the same, following the same rules. They're all getting on a track, competing for a checkered flag. That's racing to me.
Yeah.
To me, that's racing. Chanette says people hate change. True.
Absolutely.
It's always been that way. NASCAR changes things up all the time. He goes, crap, I still call it the Busch race. So do we. I still call it Firecracker 400. Yeah. I just do it because it, and that's okay, but that shows where you're coming from. But people that have been in the sport know, but now they call it the Pepsi, Coke Zero, whatever it is. But it's part of what it does. It's always changing.
Well, all, you know, I've been changing through Twisted Sister. I've been through COT. I've been through Gen 6, right, and now I'm going to Gen 7.
And guess what? We're still racing.
You know, and we're still racing. Has it gotten better or worse? It depends on what team I'm on. You know what I mean? True. I'll say it like that. Sure. Yeah. When you're winning, you don't care what the hell that
exactly
is.
But if you're Rick Ware, and I don't mean it's a bad way, because, you know, we have Jason Huddling on here, and he said a top 20 for them is huge.
Right.
And I get it. And he says they don't want it to be that way. That's just the way it is. So next year, here's Rick Ware with four charters. Rick Ware bought those charters knowing what was coming down the line.
Yeah.
I give Rick Ware so much credit because he was thinking ahead.
Smart businessman.
Telling us four charters coming in this new car where his guys have a chance to go head-to-head with a Harvick or that. You can say if you want, but if the car's the same, and if these guys drove something beforehand,
right,
and they were that good of a driver to get into a cup car, then there's got to be a reason. Maybe they might have, they have a chance. Mary Stevens, it's more the fact they hate unnecessary change. Change is good if needed, but change for the sake of a change is a huge turnoff, and 99% of NASCAR's changes is in that latter category.
Unnecessary, she thinks. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we have to adapt. I mean, yeah, we can't be running the Monte Carlos and Luminas and, you know, the Mustang.
I mean, you can, but then you got to go back to the stock car.
Exactly.
Right.
And you put, now you have aluminum.
Now you have a car that the manufacturers are deeming as stock compared to each other, and I would love to see everybody have to take a Mustang off the showroom floor
and see what you can do with it.
And a Camaro and, you know,
but
and a Camry or whatever, you know. Wait, that's a four-door. Sorry.
I give NASCAR credit. They said, okay, we're done with the Malibu. Oh, let's do the Fords. Let's do the Mustang. And, I mean,
the pony cars, you can call
it. Pony cars and the Camaros. So I thought that was great because those are the cars that look cool and they get out there and race. And that's what you want. You don't want to see some grocery getter out there. You want to see a cool car out there. All right, let's throw this. If Dodge comes back in, what do they? What car do they use?
Challenger.
Got it. Not the Charger?
Challenger.
Okay. Just saying. So here comes another thing. If Nissan gets in.
I don't even know what they
got. That's what I'm saying. Oh, okay. Here we go. Tina Boyd Bauer. That's why it's down to 39 cars versus 40 plus, trying to make the field cost too much money. Keep up. Hope NASCAR doesn't go away. But you still, Tina, you still have 39 cars.
Tina, watch. Business is going to pick up.
You think so?
Absolutely.
I think so, because now we have a chance if we have a team.
So here's how this works, Tina. Instead of you having to hire a shop full of fabricators, a shop full of welders, a shop full of mechanics, you can actually, if you're a multimillionaire, you can buy a car that's just about ready to race, which actually Dodge used to do that in the 70s. Mm-hmm. Okay. You can, if you're seven guys, there was seven guys on that team with Jacques Villeneuve. There was seven people there.
Yeah.
That's it.
Seven.
Yeah. And they can go cup racing now. You're instead of being up against billionaires, you can be a millionaire and you can do this.
So, okay. So I know NASCAR came out with the, let's go race the LA Coliseum. Like, oh my God, are you kidding me? And then I sat back and I thought about it for a couple weeks. I'm like, wait a minute, let me do this right. You have a new car.
Right.
You're going to race in the Coliseum.
I don't agree with all of them.
I don't agree with it. But I put my promoter brain on, okay?
Right.
So you have a new car, LA Coliseum, Super Bowl's there the week after.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then the next week is the Daytona 500. What genius planning that you put that in there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, you're getting all that Super Bowl traffic if they
want to see a race. What's going on here? What's this new car? But it's not for points.
Right? That's promoters. You had your promoter.
I totally have my promoter brain. I get it now. Michael Bama Williams, still have to figure out the best way to put it together. Geometry can be all over the place.
Absolutely, okay. Michael Bama Williams. I got to get you on this show, too.
Exactly.
You
got a good point here. Go ahead.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
But you can't. All I'm saying is give this thing a chance.
Yeah.
You know, give it a chance. It's not horrible. It has problems. Yeah.
It's going to, but everything. Yeah.
The Gen 6 car had problems. Sure. We hated it.
Yep.
You know, we've been through splitters and spoilers and, you know, aero package this and aero package that. Well, make the splitter bigger, make the splitter smaller, make the blades pure. Give them more horsepower. We'll take horsepower away.
Do you want to talk about change? Let's go back. Did you ever think Dale Earnhardt Incorporated would not be competing?
No.
There you go. It's one right there.
Talk about change. Did you ever think that Chevrolet would build 1,500 aero coupes to try and keep up with the Thunderbird?
Back in the day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to build. See, yeah. Now, this I agree with. The manufacturers should have to build these cars.
Yeah.
And because that's what you
have
to
do. That's why they're opening these centers up.
Right.
Yeah. Brian Campy, look at the IndyCar series. Move this direction in 2012. Some great racing, and Coin Racing competes with Ganassi Racing.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you, Campy.
That's great. I like it. Okay. Oh, here we go. Coleman, we'll get it. Boy, Coleman. Wow, you're rolling tonight.
Let him roll. I love it.
That's good. He says, you don't have the sponsorship money because NASCAR continues to put a garbage product on the track. Totally disagree. You want to save money and have a better show? Stop racing over 3/4 mile tracks. Disagree. Do one-day shows. Agree. Get rid of the owner-driver lot. It's pretty much going away with the one-day
it
shows.
It has.
Cap the driver's salary. That's between them. That's it.
I don't disagree with that.
But
I think
privately owned.
I think it should be a almost a pool. You know what I mean?
Well, that's where it comes in. With that's how it's doing. If you have a charter now, the money is
right. I almost kind of agree with. I think you should be able to have a salary cap on if you're a four car team or you know how much. You know, this would hurt Penske, but how many, you know, you can't have 3A drivers.
No.
You know, look at Gibbs. They got 3A drivers and a B driver.
Right. He goes on to say, limit the number of set of tires and go back to the tire that actually wears out. Put a car
that
is harder to drive and drivers have to manage.
This car is going to be way harder to drive.
It's going to be way harder to drive.
Perfect.
Like it.
There's no offset in the tail on this car. It's symmetrical, which the cars we race now may look symmetrical on TV. They're not.
Right.
They have close to 300 pounds of side force. This car has a zero.
Zero side force.
And
think about that. Zero side.
Yeah, and you're going to be catching it every lap. Right. They'll have more mechanical grip, and hopefully Goodyear will give us a tire that helps that side force issue.
All right.
Otherwise, everybody's going to be spinning out.
Jody Bernard, thank you. We are doing well. Appreciate it. David John says, we can hope that it will bring more owners to the sport. Possibility.
I think it's going to.
Possibility. Jeanette says, think about the, this is all on you. I'm just going right.
Go ahead, Jeanette.
Think about the J-shaped mark that all floor pans had to be in the chassis. We would buy we would buy 65 Galaxy floor pans and weld them in a T-bird or Lumina.
Yeah. So there was a stock floor pan you had to buy that was stamped. And it had it because it was stamped, it had this shape in it. We used to fillet those things up like a walleye.
Well, so you get them from the manufacturer just do what you want.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, got it. So why get them from the
manufacturer? And there was he's talking about it, that was a lot of time and money that invested in that to get an advantage.
Bender's
in the house.
He's got a really good, let's go, Brandon. It took till 8:53 before someone did that. Oh, my God.
Bender, you know anything about real estate?
Okay. Not even ask.
I'll tell you later.
What else we have? Oh, and Coleman says to stop going to the West Coast. I don't know about that. You got to spread this around a little bit. Seriously. I mean, when you do the West Coast swing, I mean, you do, Phoenix, Vegas, and California?
I'll say it like this. I'm gonna say it like this. Make it worth our while.
Right.
How's that?
Yeah.
Right? Make it worth the teams and the owners' while to go out there. You can't deny them people of that race.
No, because there's fans out there. I mean, get it. But wait a minute.
Believe me, I've been out there plenty, and it's not a lot of fun.
You got to remember, when we go to California now, you're down to a half-mile track.
Right. Well, when is it done?
I don't know, but they got rid of the races this year.
It's supposed to be Martinsville.
So they can, yeah, but I mean, you took a two-mile track, you're down to a half-mile. Man, this has been some great conversation here tonight. I love it.
Nailed it. I got to look this Coleman guy up.
Jeanette says, nailed it. So that's good. Yeah. Coleman. We made a new friend here tonight. I like this guy.
Cheers, buddy.
Cheers to you, man. I like it. Anybody else have any comments or questions here? Good show, man. Love it. See, we got all kinds of stuff.
We love the debate.
Love the
debate.
We can take it. We can deal with it. It's good.
We love your comments.
Yes.
Because we want to, like I say, I've been in this for 25 years. I watched cars come and go, watch people come and go, been lied to, been ran over, been fired, been hired, been
lied
stuff.
To.
And, this is entertainment, first of all.
Yeah, first of all.
You know. And they're trying to keep it
entertaining.
Any sport
is better.
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, another great show. Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. We do this every Tuesday night. And Warren, I think the guests we've had have been fantastic.
Phenomenal.
And the people that are following us, we appreciate it. We're reaching 42,000 people a month. Can you believe that? And we appreciate you watching.
Right.
And
we're having fun. Hope everybody else enjoys it.
That's it. And it's just a fun show. Bucket of beer. Guys sitting around talking about it. So keep tuning in. We appreciate it. Check out our store and everything. But we appreciate you people. And we will see you next week. Right, my friend?
Yes, sir.
All right. See you next week.